Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
I'm going to be looking at Proverbs 3:2, and this will be from the Classic Amplified Translation. Oh, listen to this. My son, forget not my law or teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. Let your heart keep my commandments. You don't keep the commandments of God because they're commandments. You keep the commandments of God because they're right. And because God is a good God, and His commandments are good commandments. Listen to this. For length of days and years of a life worth living, tranquility, inward and outward, continuing through old age till death, these they shall add to you. So now, what is old age? 120 years. Glory to God. And I don't care how young you are. Start believing for it now. Amen. Yeah, but Brother Copeland, I'm not but 20 years old. 30's coming. I'm not but 30. 40's coming. I'm not but 40, 50's coming. Glory to God. And one of these days you'll be like me and you'll be in your 85th year, and I want you to know 90's coming. 90's coming. Yeah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In the 65th chapter of the book of Isaiah, it talks about during the millennium, someone that dies at 100 years old will be considered a child. Yee-haw! Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. But now remember, it's your choice. You don't have to live to be 120. I do. I have to. Now, God didn't say I had to. He gave me the choice, but I'm His to command. And He needs that, then I need that. So He and I entered into a covenant. All these things are covenant-based. This is God. This is God. This is God. This is God. This is my Bible. It is God speaking to me. I can have what it says I can have. I can do what it says I can do. By the power of the living God in this Word living in me. How? By faith in God. What about your children? Have faith in God. What about your business? Have faith in God. What about COVID-19? Have faith in God. What about my church? Have faith in God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Well, could I petition or thing? I say, yes, yes, yeah, yes, sir, I'll do that. In my prayer time yesterday afternoon concerning this meeting, I saw a man in the spirit a quick vision. I saw him. Don't be concerned about your wife's health. I believe her name is Ella. However, if this fits you, then it's for you, whether your wife's name is Ella or not. And I heard the word of the Lord. I've already touched her body and will minister to her again. And soon your testimony will be that I, the Lord God, is the God that healeth thee. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Then this message came. There are those that have come to this conference and will come that are saying, if I don't get something in this conference, I'm going to quit. I heard the Lord say, no, you are not. No, you are not going to quit. You will receive during this gathering. You will receive during this gathering. Here's the instructions. Begin thinking with your heart and not with your tired, worn-out body. Begin thinking with your heart instead of your tired, worn-out body. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Well, praise Him. Praise Him. I said, praise Him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. There are those that are coming with problems in your, with your children, problems in your family, and many, many, many people that are having problems in your finances. The answers will be here. This covenant book, two covenants. First one in the blood of animals. Second one in the blood of a man. And then the new covenant in the blood of God. Everything you need in life, the Apostle Peter said like this, He has given us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these promises, glory to God, He has given us everything that pertains to life and godliness. Health pertains to life. Money pertains to life. Praise God. And godliness. You don't have to have money to serve God. But how much better it is to serve God with all the bills paid. How much better it is to serve God without having to just struggle with everything financially because you don't have enough to help someone else. That's all part of long life. That's part of the living long and strong and continuing to grow and grow and grow. And the older you become, the stronger you become. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And all of these things have to do with long, satisfied life. I'm going to look at the 103rd Psalm. Oh, this psalm is one of my most favorite. Bless the Lord, O my soul. All that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness. He crowns you. He crowns you with loving kindness. He crowns you. This is not some little thing on top of your head. No, no, no. It is a crown. He crowns you. He surrounds you with His loving kindness. Glory to God. Glory to God. Now this, He satisfies your mouth with good. Notice the word things is in italics. He satisfies your mouth with good. Good what? Good words. Good faith. Power words. So that your youth is renewed like the eagles. We have a bird in the United States. It is the emblem of the United States, the American bald eagle. He's a very strong bird, and he lives a long time. And there comes a time in his life when he comes to that place where he's either going to die or renew his life. And he goes up high into the rocks, and he beats against the rocks until he beats his beak off and he can't eat. So now he's fasting until a new beak grows out. And when that new beak comes out, he begins to be stronger than he was in his youth. All of his feathers are renewed. And I want to tell you something, people. You don't mess with one of those old eagles. Oh, they're a mighty bird. They have, my being a pilot for 60 years has taught me a lot of things about flying. And this bird, listen to me now, when trouble comes, when the storms come, the American bald eagle doesn't turn and run from the storm. He has a locking mechanism in the root of his wings. And he'll begin to climb, and then he heads right towards that storm and he locks those wings, and the angle of climb of those wings is his maximum climb angle. And he no longer does this. He just rides the front of that storm, and the storm just takes him out. Way high, way, way, way above. He has lung capacity that very few birds of any kind have. And he can fly very high altitudes. And he gets up above that storm and he just sets up a holding pattern. And he flies in the beautiful blue skies until the storm passes, and he just unlocks and just takes it easy all the way back down. Your youth renewed like the eagles. Listen to what he's saying. Bless the Lord, O my soul. All that is within me, bless the Lord. Now listen. Bless the Lord, Oh, my soul. What is his soul? His soul? Your soul is made up of your will, your mind, and your emotions. Bless the Lord. Oh, my soul, and forget not. Are you having trouble with your memory? There's your word right there. Begin to speak to it. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and forget not. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and forget not. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not. 95 years old, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not. Hallelujah. Don't get started on those old jokes about losing your memory and can't figure out where you are. You say something long enough till it gets down in your heart, it'll begin to control your life. No, I'm not an old, forgetful old man. I rebuke that. I'm not going for that in the name of Jesus. Now, I have to do it on purpose because at my age, well, you know what they say. Well, who said it? Who is they anyway? No, it matters not what any man says, but what God says about old age is the only thing that counts. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, tomorrow, we're going to continue talking about a number of these things and we'll go to other scriptures. But now, in the morning, we're going to talk about stay well and healed. Stay well. Stay well. You are not the sick trying to get healed. You are the healed, and the devil's trying to take your health away from you. You are the healed. You're a world overcomer. You are the healed. Now, whether or not you are overcoming, that's another matter. That's your choice. You have long life if you choose it. Amen. Are we getting anywhere with this tonight? Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. I want to show you the 105th Psalm, the 42nd verse. For he remembered his holy promise and Abraham his servant. And he brought forth his people with joy and his chosen with gladness. Now, that doesn't remember, that's not saying, oh, I almost forgot Abraham. No, this is covenant talk. God is in covenant with a man. Promises that he's made. Blood sworn oath. Let me tell you what Bishop David Oyedepo said to me, marked and changed my life. He said, when I read Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all these things will be added to you. That's it. That's it. That's a blood-backed promise. Jesus said it. That makes it absolutely the truth. It's more than the truth. That makes it truth itself. And that truth will make you free. He said, I see it. I believe it. It's a covenant. I take it. And that's all. Go on and get my job done. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, and His mercy endures forever. Psalm 106, praise ye the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, and His mercy endures forever. Forever. And in 2056, if the Lord tarries any at all, in 2056, on December the 6th, I'm leaving here. I'm not staying 1 minute after that. Gloria and I are going to leave. Gloria Copeland will never make 120. She'll make 115. But we're going together. We're in this thing together. She is the love of my life. We just celebrated our 59th birthday, a birthday anniversary. Hallelujah. I mean, just the 13th of April. And all of those years, no one has ever loved me unconditionally like Gloria Jean, except Jesus. I've never known that kind of love from anyone else. And over all of those years, we have never had an argument. Now, I argued, but she just wouldn't do it. You know, it's no fun to argue with somebody that just stands there and loves you. I finally decided there's no use in that anymore. No. She changed my entire life. Hallelujah. Now, this is so vitally important to long life. Praise you, Jesus. Always remember this. Nothing works without faith, and faith works by love. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Before I close, anyone in this place, anyone online, anyone by television that has never accepted Jesus as Lord of your life, do it right now.
God's glory is flooding our nation's capital during our 2021 Washington, D.C. victory campaign. Come join Kenneth Copeland and Jerry Savelle and experience divine healing, health, prosperity, and recovery. It all starts November 11th through 13th. We're in person and admission is free. Register today at kcm.org/events.
People may say that sickness is inevitable, that it's only a matter of time. But when it comes to your health, it is not about what people say. It's about what God says. In Faith to be Made Whole, Kenneth Copeland teaches that it really is God's will for you to be healed. God's unconditional love for you holds the power to bring you to complete wholeness and victory. Faith to be Made Whole, available on MP3 or DVD, walks you through Jesus' healing ministry to discover the unchanging will of God for healing, deliverance, and wholeness. God's promise of health is true for you, and God never breaks His promises. Learn how to increase your faith momentum and see the will of God for your healing come true in your life. Find out how you can believe and trust in God's love for you and have faith to be made whole.
Order Faith to be Made Whole, the MP3 series by Kenneth Copeland. In these informative messages, you'll understand that it's God's desire for you to be healed and whole. Put your faith into action to receive all that the Lord has provided for you. Go to kcm.org/victory offer or call 877-615-4267. Offer good for 60 days. If you're outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Faith to be Made Whole. This is our gift for you. You know, throughout Jesus' ministry, he shared how to receive healing by faith. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. It is God's will that you be healed. Those promises for healing and wholeness are here for you now. If you need answers from the Word, then get this teaching series. Take these 15 messages and immerse yourself in the Word. Become fully persuaded and choose to know and believe the love that God has for you. We want to sow this into your life. All you have to do is ask for it. Go to kcm.org to request it on MP3 or DVD. The series is also available as a download, so you can download it and have your own copy today. Let me pray for you right now for your healing. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray over everyone who is watching right now, and I thank you that the healing power of God is working on the inside of them. I thank you that by Jesus' stripes, they've been made healed, whole, and well, and their healing is already an accomplished fact. Father, we thank you for that. Thank you for the healing and the miracles that are taking place right now in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Do you receive that? I believe that you do. Now listen, the Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign is coming up. Be sure to join Kenneth Copeland and Jerry Savelle for 3 power-packed days, November 11th through the 13th. If you've never been at a KCM event or it's been a while since you attended, make your plans to be there. I want to see you there, partners. I'm looking forward to that one, and it's going to be a time of praise and worship and the preaching of the Word. Come expecting. This is Pastor George reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Today's Believer's Voice of Victory was brought to you by the partners and friends of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Go to kcm.org/victory offer to download or request a free copy of today's broadcast. 2021 is the year of the local church, a year of divine healing, divine health, divine prosperity, and divine recovery.
The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast study notes will help you dive deeper into these powerful word-based teachings. Get all 5 days of notes at one time. Use them during the week for your personal study time. Download them free at kcm.org/tvnotes. Create a special family devotional time to follow along with the notes as you watch the broadcast. Study the scriptures with your children and begin instilling God's word now. Use these notes to build your faith library and build up a heritage of faith.
Take the word of faith wherever you go with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Build your faith through powerful articles from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and other guest authors. Read encouraging stories and testimonies of real-life victory and equip your kids for spiritual growth in Commander Kelly's Corner. Download a digital copy for your tablet or mobile device. Sign up for your free monthly subscription or download your copy today on our KCM website.